It's 2ST, Stolze for breakfast. Good morning. Well, yesterday it was announced that we will be going to the polls on May 21. That's right. It's on. It is on May 21, 40 days and 40 nights of campaigning, and it all kicks off today. Prime Minister Scott Morrison in the Shoalhaven. He joins us right now. Welcome back to the show, Prime Minister.
No, it's great to be here. Thank you very much for having me on.
Now, the campaign, here we go, 40 days of it. And look, starting in Gilmore, this is a nod to how important the seat of Gilmore is to the government as well. I mean, it's the seat that was lost to Labor back in 2019. What's the plan to wrestle that back? I mean, we've had Fiona Phillips. She's been doing all that she can, doing a great job. How is the government going to wrestle or plan to wrestle that seat back?
Well, first of all, I'm really pleased to be here with Andrew Constance, whose record on the South Coast is outstanding. People know that he fights hard for his local community, has done as a state member of parliament, as state minister, and now I'm just really pleased that he wanted to join our team. Yeah. And continue to do that and seeking to serve as the member for Gilmore. And today, as you say, 40 days and 40 nights, but we're starting off right here with $40 million. To support six local road upgrade projects. And no one knows roads better than Andrew Constance as the former Transport Minister. So there's the Forest Road east from the Princess Highway. There's $8 million for that. There's the Kalala Bay Road. There's $6 million for that. There's the Culburra Road between Woolloombulla and Culburra Beach. There's $14 million for that project. And then there's the Kunamea, Koorong Road, Forest Road, Kalala Bay Road intersection. $2 million to fix that. The Greenwall Point Road, which I know, including the Warragee Road intersection, there's $5 million for that. And the Wool Road at Basin View and St George's Basin, another one I also know very well, $5 million to support that. So safety on our local roads on the South Coast has always been a significant issue. Andrew's always understood that, and he's exactly the right person to make sure the road investments to get people home sooner and safer on the South Coast can be done properly. And I look forward to doing that with Andrew as the hopefully the Liberal member for Gilmore.
Look, that is a massive massive issue, our roads. We bang on about it each and every morning. Don't worry about that. The other big one, of course, is affordable, lots of affordable housing here in the Shoalhaven, which is very hard to come across. Is there any plan on that?
Well, I established as Treasurer an agency which is called the National Housing Finance and Investment Corporation. And that, we put $2 billion additional into that agency in this most recent budget. And what that does is it provides incredibly low interest loans to community housing organisations to develop affordable housing. State housing and affordable housing, as you know, is run by the state government. But this is something I did with all the other state treasurers and territory treasurers when I was treasurer, and that is really helping getting more affordable housing developed by community housing organisations. But on top of that, you know, we've got the $5.1 billion of Commonwealth rent assistance every year that goes to 1.4 million Australians. And on top of that, we're also helping those who wish to get into their own home. Our home guarantee, the home builder program, together with the one I've just mentioned,
yep,
that has put 300,000 Australians in their own home in just the last 3 years. And it's been tough to buy your home in that 3 years. But we've got 300,000 in, principally by lowering the amount of the deposit they need from 20% to 5%. And if you're a single parent, down to 2%. Now, that has saved people 8 years,
yeah,
on occasion of them being able to buy their often their first home. And it's been, I've met so many of them around the country. That's real help to get people into real homes.
Prime Minister, let's get to the critics, because when you're in the top job, you have them.
Sure.
Anthony Albanese yesterday, he mentioned that he won't go missing, of course, which was a clear reference to the goings-on with the Black Summer bushfires. Of course, a subject that is very raw for many people in the Shoalhaven. What do you say to those that accuse the government of not doing enough to help the area get back on its feet sooner?
Well, I think Andrew Constance, I think, is the appropriate answer to that. I mean, Andrew was one of the most critical of me at the time, and now he's part of my team because we worked together to address many of the issues and challenges that he raised at that time. Over $2 billion has been invested back in to help ensure that the South Coast in particular can get back up on its feet after the Black Summer fires. And I know Anthony Albanese continues to sledge me and Jenny, frankly, when it comes to the holiday we took for 1 week after a very difficult year. It was 2.5 years ago. We're very clear about our regrets around that, but if he wants to keep dragging that around instead of actually coming forward with an economic policy, well, You know, you don't get to the lodge and run the country just by sledging the other guy. You've actually got to have an economic plan, and people need to know who you are. And so, you know, for the last 3 years, he's been fighting me. I've been fighting the pandemic and fighting all of these natural disasters and helping people get back on their feet. So, you know, you can't sledge your way to becoming PM. It's not a substitute for an economic plan.
Prime Minister, thank you. I know you're very busy at the moment. We've got limited time with you this morning, but I thank you for coming on and enjoy your day in the Shoal Haven. Any chance of some R&R, a beer anywhere?
It would be nice. It would be nice. I've got a few favourite watering holes down here, particularly the Shoal Haven Heads Hotel, which is one of my favourite when I come down here quite often when I can get a break, which is not that often, but perhaps after the election. I'd look forward to that.
All right, there we go. Prime Minister Scott Morrison, thanks for your time. It's 2ST. Good morning.